Hello, my name is Mia Winchell. The book Omega Ships Bay. But all that changed when my cat died on the way to the vet in my dad's helicopter. The doctor I went to see told me that in traumatic times my colors could disappear. After a while, I started to miss my colors, but without them, I started to feel like a normal person. Now I am so different because I still have my colors, but I learned that nothing worth having comes easy. If you would like to read Wendy Mass's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Synthesia. My synthesia makes me see different colors with words, numbers, and sounds that are made. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of a mango-shaped space. Time has stopped. The only things that exist in the world are me, my father, and Mango. The tears are streaming down my face now and making mangoes feel wet. My father tips Mango's head back and breathes into his mouth and nose. Then he presses lightly against Mango's chest with two fingers. My head is swimming, and I feel like I'm going to pass out. After a minute of this, Dad looks up at me. It's loud enough to wake the dead. Only it doesn't. I refuse to get out of the seat. The rest of my family is in the helicopter now, and Mango is on the floor in front of Beth, rewrapped in his blanket. I can't even look at him. I am dimly aware that Zach and Beth are crying and that my parents are whispering. I still have my seatbelt on and am hunched over my knees, gagging. This can't be. This is not my life. If I keep repeating this, maybe I'll wake up from this nightmare. I was so happy last night. I can't feel my legs. My chest is burning, and the numbness of my head blocks out everything else. Mia, my father says in a low, gentle voice as he touches my shoulder, why don't we all go in the house now? Still hunched over, I nod my head vehemently. I picked that part of the story to share because it was the saddest part of the book, but also the biggest change in the book.